Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Last night, Braves were not off, but they are still in a rough patch. We welcome the Diamondbacks to Truist. Fell 8-3. Spencer Strider just looked defeated after the game. He knows he is off right now.
Yeah.
And he's frustrated with himself.
There's no doubt.
All frustrated, but it's still that realignment time.
Yeah, and I think the when you look at Spencer Strider, and you're right, he gives us the home run last night, and I don't remember which home run it was because he gave up three, but he didn't even look. He was just like, I'm not turning around for that one.
And there was one where Ronald Acuna Jr. just didn't
he didn't budge
he didn't
either.
Move.
I don't know if that was Kettle Marte. I think
it was the one off Montero.
Yeah, that was a tater. We overuse the word tater. That was a tater. And speaking of which, it sounds like Steakhouse is going to have Chipper Jones on today. So I'm sure that's where they got the word tater from, and yickities and all the other kind of things that we throw out there. No, I think Spencer Strider is still getting there. Right. And that's what I've been trying to tell myself. You look at it and we were all like, can't wait till Spencer Strider comes back. And then he comes back and then he has the hamstring issue. And then all of a sudden he's back on the shelf. And now he's had three starts. He's lost all three of them. Long balls flying out of the park. It's just simply, and I know that we've talked a little about it, the conversation is ongoing. And I know Grant's talked about this as well, about the velocity. 95 instead of the 97, 98 that he used to be able to dial up. And he's still kind of getting there. And I personally don't know if he needs to throw 97, 98 because the arm issues he's had. But this is about location. And I mentioned it to you guys off the top. Corbin Carroll, the first batter of the game last night, gets 95, 96 down the middle on a four-seam fastball and pops it up. But that was at that point, I go, this ain't good. And every ball, it seemed like, for the next couple of innings was hard to hit. And then suddenly they finally got to him again. Marte goes yard. Corbin Carroll goes yard. You felt like things were getting out of hand. And a lot of times when he was hit hard, too many times if we looked at, like, let's say Raisel Iglesias, too many times has he thrown, you know, some of his pitches that have been just off the plate and they get tagged. Mm-hmm. And you're like, okay, he's making good pitches. Mm-hmm. He's just not keeping guys off balance, but he's making good pitches. Spencer Strider wasn't doing either one last night. He's not keeping guys off balance. He's a couple of times you do the curveball and you're like, okay, not expecting that. But it felt like the scouting report on him, or maybe he's tipping his pitches or something. Because every time he threw one, it was down the middle and he was getting whiplash from having to turn his head around too fast and watch that thing sail out of the ballpark.
It felt like they had his number, from first pitch.
Yeah, absolutely. And when you talk about Spencer Strider right now and what he looks like, you said it, Mike, it doesn't look like he has any power, which is a real problem for Spencer Strider because he is a power pitcher to
Quadzilla.
The T. Quadzilla, exactly. So when he doesn't have those power on those pitches and he's not any, like you said, he wasn't really good last night at locating his fastball, because it's one thing if Spencer Strider last night could at least locate his fastball a little bit better, put it in, you know, the inside corner or down, like, you know, outside corner, it would have been better if he was better at locating his fastball. But with your power not being all the way there, it's not like you can just blow guys away right now. And with him not being able to locate his fastball, that's why we got the result last night of him giving up those three homers. And it's like, man, it didn't even look like you were close to anywhere where you should be right now. And then his slider wasn't really working and hasn't been working. So it seems like the mechanics are off. Obviously doesn't have all the power he needs to have right now. And so that's where the struggles are unfortunately coming
from. Yeah, and I think that's just going to be something we're going to continue to have to live with when it comes to getting Spencer Strider to the middle of June. And look, I don't want him to use too much arm. It's just at this point, when you look at Spencer Strider, I'm more terrified about the long term with Spencer Strider than I am right now. I'm like, dude, you know what? I think the division is probably a ship that has sailed. Let's just keep Spencer Strider decently healthy for the remaining of this season. Hopefully the bats get hot.
Well, and he's just as concerned as we are, because last night in the presser after the game, he did discuss the rehab process and getting his velocity back to where he wants it. I mean, that's exactly what we all want. So let's hear from him.
I think it's just producing velocity with my body. I don't think I'm moving particularly fast. I don't think I'm getting into my lower half the way I need to. I think the rehab process is just a very slow-moving, repetitive series of low-effort throws. And, you know, having done it twice now, you know, that's kind of always the challenge coming out of what is the on-paper rehab process, is adding back in full-effort throws. So, you know, I think it's just going to be, you know, reps and finding different ways in the weight room and, you know, in the bullpen and wherever I can to practice the movement patterns I need and, you know, just get more consistent.
And he sounds so downtrodden.
You can kinda hear like, the he's look like, on his face dude, by his voice. Yeah.
He sounds so just like, you know, I don't know the answers. But I think the good thing is I feel like he does know the answers. Like, I feel like that it's one of those things you need to replicate arm slot, mechanics to get the location back. He's just throwing too many. It's like I've said all day, throwing too many pitches down the middle. Mm-hmm. And it's a frustrating thing to watch as a fan, because you're like, yeah, dude, that wasn't, I don't know where you're trying to locate that. I can look at, you know, I can look at the glove of the catcher, but that wasn't it. And that thing is, you want to talk about exit velo, which we've talked about on this station a lot of times, a lot of back and forth in this city about exit velocity over the last few days. Yeah, there was no question on a couple of those last night, and it seemed like they had his number more times than not.
Well, tonight they get another shot. We've got Chris Sale pitching for us tonight, so it might be a little bit different of a game.
Yeah, hopefully it will. Chris Sale has been the get-right guy in the rotation for some time now, and he's carried that burden well, at least for the last month plus. Speaking of carrying a burden, I don't know if you rode in today in the W Sauce Kia, but it's time for the Dylan edition of Life is Quit.
Yep. Little W Sauce, Baron Burton's.
Dude, shout out I to was my- like, please say yep as your first word, and sure enough, it came flying out of your mouth. Yep.
Yep. Little Baron Burton's. Shout out to them. I'm going to actually have a bear on tomorrow, I believe, when Squidbilly is back to unveil some new products that Baron Burton's is coming out with. Shout out to them for hooking us up with a little everyday hot sauce the other day too. The everyday hot sauce is great, by the way. I really love the everyday hot sauce. But they got some other good products that they're going to be talking about tomorrow as well. You can get all those, by the way, in the 5-ounce bottles in your local Publixes. So Baron Burns also. We got the Owl Inn Lager, official lager of Kennesaw State Athletics. Hootie hoo!
Let me pause you right there. Did you just use the plural of Publix?
Publixes.
Publixes? Is that a thing?
Publi? I don't know.
Publicy?
Publicy?
I don't know. Sure, what are you? Anyways, yeah, keep going.
Rule is. Okay. So, do you guys remember the snack wrap that McDonald's used to have?
100%.
Yes.
Okay.
100%.
I love it. So, McDonald's announced yesterday, and keep these times in mind, by the way.
Dang.
Yesterday, they put out on Twitter, snack wrap back 7/10/25. That was at 9:33 a.m.
Okay.
Wow.
1:32 p.m.
Uh-oh.
Popeyes.
No.
Announces they're coming with a snack wrap. 1:32 p.m. Just straight up stealing the thunder of McDonald's.
No.
You couldn't let them have their moment, Popeyes?
And look, everybody has been begging for the snack wrap to come back, because the snack wraps were goated. So, real quick.
As you say, they were smacking.
They were bussing, smacking, all of it.
All right.
So this brings me to a quick question I have for you guys. If you remember, we had kind of the chicken sandwich wars back a couple of years ago with Chick-fil-A, Popeyes, when they brought in their chicken sandwich. And
People fought
McDonald's
over those.
As well. People fought over those.
Yeah.
So now we got a snack wrap war between McDonald's and Popeyes. One question is actually a two-parter. One question, are you guys going to be partaking in said snack wrap war that is ensuing? And was there any other food war like Chick-fil-A fries versus McDonald's fries, Whopper versus Big Mac? Has there been any other food debate that you two have been very heated about in the past?
I will 1,000% take part in the snack wrap wars. Okay, I'm just going to throw it out. Like anything that is in a wrap, breakfast burrito,
yes.
I'm all over this life.
Same.
I'm just telling you. As a matter of fact, Hardee's just swung back through with the breakfast burrito. It's on time.
I seen that. That looks good, too.
It's so good. So, yes, I will be partaking. I can't really think of, like, any food wars that I've been a part of. Chicken sandwich is obviously a thing, but I didn't go out of my way.
Yeah.
You know, I was like, I'll wait till the second round of this. Yeah.
I just always feel the panic when there is something new that's outrageous. Like, I forget who had, like, the mac and Cheeto. It was like,
I remember that.
Yeah, who was that?
That was either like a Taco Bell. I think it was like a Taco Bell or I don't think it was McDonald's. I think it might have been Taco Bell. But anywho,
these restaurants come out with these like ostracities. Like, that's when I'm like, I got to go.
Yeah.
They put that urgency on it because it's for a limited
time.
Did you
just make up a word?
Ostracities? Atrocities?
Atrocities. It's an atrocity in outer space, an astrocity.
So close. Yeah.
Attention, sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus TNC supply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
No, the Mac and Cheeto. Okay, I don't know where that was.
Oh, you know what? That was Burger King. I think it was Burger King actually that did that.
You know what I will say? And look, I don't look down on Taco Bell. I'm a fan, like anything
they
like
got
rap.
Chicken
like
nuggets
I
said, now. Speaking of Taco Bell,
yeah, but that's my point. Taco Bell's always doing too much. Like, I mean, you know what I mean? Like, do what you do.
They
do
deliver
it well.
Though when they do it though.
And you know what's crazy? They're like open right now serving tacos. Like straight up. Like when you get off today, like you could swing by Taco Bell.
Get you a 12-pack.
Yeah. It's crazy. But they're just doing too much with their menu sometimes. I'm like, there's only so much you can do with, blending Doritos and with, whatever taco or getting, flavor.
Don't you disrespect the Doritos Locos Taco.
Yeah. I'm not. I'm just saying that, like, it's like every 6 months there's a new announcement about that. Hey, Cheetos chicken fries. You're like, what? Like, I don't even know what that even
there's
means.
There's a Taco Bell that I run by every day, and it cracks me up because their sign says open till 1 a.m. or later.
Yeah.
Well, how late?
I don't know.
How late?
It could be a fourth meal.
30 minutes? Are we talking 2 a.m.? What are we doing here?
As long as there's somebody in the drive-thru.
Yeah, but at the end of the day, I am very excited for said Snack Wrap Wars, and I will definitely be partaking.
Now, are you, and we got to get a break because we're going to have Joe Patrick here to talk about the Falcons OTAs. Are you, like, what sauce are you on the Snack Wrap? Is it ranch?
Honey mustard.
Honey mustard?
1,000% honey mustard. I don't know about that. At Cookout, the honey mustard chicken wrap, oh, my goodness.
That's like fifth
Must
place.
Must have man. Every time.
Fifth place? Like fifth place? Yeah. I mean, crazy. Like, no, I'm just talking about sauces in general, which this could be a top five list. Zaxby sauce.
Yes.
Chick-fil-A sauce. Barbecue sauce. Ranch sauce. Then I might get the honey mustard. Maybe.
I put honey mustard over ranch in particular. I'm not mad at the ones you said beforehand, but honey mustard over ranch all day long.
That's just
blasphemy. Because only some ranches are good. Ranch all honey mustards are usually good.
Ranch is pretty basic.
Thank you, Allie.
Ketchup is basic, okay? Ranch is a deluxe.
Ranch is basic, bro. Okay. Ranch is basic.
Oh, I need to go
the three Chipotle most basic. The three most basic sauces are ketchup, mustard, and ranch.
No cap.
I'm gonna spend the next 3 minutes while we're on commercial break picking myself up off the floor about what you just said. All right, and when we do that, and when I come back and I finally peel myself off the floor and get my chair, we will have Joe Patrick in studio. We're gonna ask him about the skirmish at Falcons OTAs. Just a couple of days ago. Make sure you stick with us. It's the Morning Shift, Sports Radio, 929 The Game.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.